absent an on-time state budget, paying 240,000 state workers the federal minimum wage will certainly have a detrimental impact on California's economy and a detrimental impact on the employees who receive it. They will be unable to pay their mortgages, their rent, their credit card bills. They won't be participating in California's economic recovery. It will have a devastating impact on them personally, and I would dare say some will even find it difficult to put food on the table. We encourage your aye vote and look forward to hearing the bill on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.
Madam Chair, members, my name is Gary Panette, resident of Hanford, California. I am a state worker and also one of those rare Republican members of SEIU 1000, and I urge your support for this bill.
Thank you. Next, please. That is a rare bird. Okay.
Madam Chair, members, Caitlin Vega for the California Labor Federation, also here in support.
All righty. Next, please.
Dina Marie McGowan for the California State Employees Association in strong support of the measure.
Okay. Next.
Madam Chair, Sue North representing AFSCME Local 2620, also in strong support.
Thank you very much. That's testimony in favor. Is there any testimony opposed? Any opposition testimony? Yes.
Madam Chair, I just have a question. I remember when this bill was heard in PERS that Judicial Council had opposition but didn't speak because the issues had been addressed. Is that the case? My notes show that they're still opposed. Are they? I don't think they are anymore, are they?
If we could have staff, reply.
Pat Moran with Aaron Reed and Associates. My understanding is they're no longer opposed.
Okay.
To the bill.
So just
that's my understanding. That's
and Senator, I have a copy of the
let me just hear.
Excuse me,
members. Let me just hear from Ms. Ortiz, who's the staff person on this item.
Maureen Ortiz with the committee. I have not heard from Judicial Council one way or another. So.
One more. Okay.
So that's an old note.
Madam Chair, Mr. Hernandez's office informs me that, to their knowledge, the Judicial Council is no longer opposed.
All righty. Finance, have we heard your comments yet? Let's go there.
This bill may not result in any new cost to the state. However, it would require the state to pay approximately $1 billion per month more than the minimum wage payable until a budget is enacted. By creating a continuous appropriation, oversight by the legislature and the administration may be limited.
No.
The state constitution requires that a balanced spending plan be adopted by the legislature no later than June 15th and effective July 1 of each year. And this bill runs contrary to the policy trend over the last past decade to reduce continuous appropriations and bring more fiscal decisions within the budgetary process.
Thank
the department
you.
Is opposed.
Thank you very
move
much.
The bill, Madam Chair.
Mr. Senator Leno moves the bill. Any further discussion by the committee? Please call the roll.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Alquist, Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Emerson?
No.
Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Walters?
No.
Walters, no. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. Weiland, ye?
Aye.
Ye, aye. 6-1.
6-1, that bill is out.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senators.
Members, we still have items for which presentation has been waived, but we are waiting for, well, I think that might be it. That's okay. So our remaining items are waiving presentation, so we should be out of here shortly. We'll go to Ms. Brownlee's items, AB 1933.
I was just wondering, did Mr. Cook waive presentation on his bill? You did, okay.
Yes. And Mr. Emerson, we require written notice of the approvals. If you ever want, the staff has them on hand here. But I don't think I got down that far. And if you ever want to review those, they're at your disposal, okay? Let's see. This we are at Ms. Brownlee's items. That is AB 1933, Education for Foster Children. Is there any public testimony in favor of AB 1933? Is there any opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment?
The bill would likely result in a state-mandated cost pressure of unknown magnitude, and the Department of Finance is opposed to this measure.
Without objection, the item goes to suspense. Next item is AB 2084 by Ms. Brownlee. This is child daycare nutrition. Is there testimony in favor of AB 2084? All right. Are you ready? Come forward. It's kind of lonely when there's no presentation, but don't worry, we're here.
Amelia Hill, I'm sorry.
You're in favor of this bill?
Yes.
AB 2084 by Ms. Brownlee?
Yes.
Go ahead, state your name and give us your position.
Amelia Hill with the American Cancer Society, in support.
Very good. Any additional testimony in favor? Any opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment?
The bill would result in estimated costs of $112,000 to the general fund in fiscal year 10-11, $213,000 in 11-12, and $151,000 general fund ongoing thereafter.
All righty, without objection, that bill goes to suspense. Mr. Block has AB 2058, unemployment retraining benefits for those unemployed. Is there testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment?
According to EDD, this bill would result in a cost for additional beneficiaries of between $2.5 and $5 million annually. While this increase is less than one-quarter of 1% of the current annual unemployment benefits, it represents an increase in cost to an insolvent fund. We expect the fund to grow in 2010 to be insolvent to the tune of $18.4 billion.
All right. Without objection, members, that bill goes to suspense. We are at AB 2063 by Mr. Huffman on Chinook and Coho salmon. Is there testimony in favor? Is there testimony opposed to AB 2063 on salmon? Seeing none, we'll take a comment from Finance.
The Department of Finance is opposed to the bill unless it's amended to clarify that the funds be expended for its purposes shall be limited to the amounts included in the annual state budget. Additionally, we recommend that the two economic findings for which we haven't been able to substantiate be removed from the bill.
Thank you. Without objection, then, AB 2063 goes to suspense. One item by Ms. Carter, AB 2132 on renewable energy. Is there testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Please come forward, and then we'll take a comment from Finance. Welcome.
Madam Chair, members, Alicia Priego with the Public Utilities Commission. We are opposed to this bill. As the analysis states, the commission has authorized over $3 billion towards energy efficiency programs, and we believe that this bill overlaps with our programs and could potentially cause confusion for consumers. And lastly, the funding is taken from the new solar homes program, which we feel could potentially undermine the state's solar goals. Thank you.
Thank you. Finance, do you have a comment?
The Energy Commission estimates that it would require $330,000 in three positions to implement this bill. And again, we too believe that it is duplicative with a number of different statutes.
We will move that item to suspense. That's AB 2132 by Ms. Carter. AB 2199 by Ms. Lowenthal, research on sexual deviation. Is there testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment?
Based on the multi-year study currently being conducted by DMH related to forensic pathology issues, costs associated with this bill could be potentially significant. The current study is at $1.8 million over a three-year period.
Without objection, that goes to suspense. Mr. Fong has AB 2349, Youth at Work Program. Is there testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Seeing none, Finance, do you have a comment?
The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act provides significant additional funding for workforce development and mandates a summer youth program that closely aligns with the requirements of this bill. However, ARRA funding is temporary and will expire after the first quarter of fiscal year 10-11. Existing Workforce Investment Act funds could provide an ongoing fund source for workforce training. However, these funds have been declining steadily since 2001.
All right. Without objection, then, that item will go to suspense. Next is Mr. Nastande, AB 2374, In-Home Support Services. Is there testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Finance, do you have a comment on AB 2374?
The bill would continue the current requirements that any administrative cost of the pilot shall not be paid by the state, and instead, the estimated administrative cost must be included in the county request for proposal.
Without objection, AB 2374 goes to suspense. AB 2718 by Mr. Adams on recycling centers. Is there testimony in favor? Is there opposition? Finance?
We estimate costs to be $279,000 to the Beverage Container Recycling Fund. It would require three positions annually to process increased dealer certification workload. And additionally, CalRecycle estimates $112,000 in one position would be required for fraud investigation and enforcement, $126,000 for legal counsel, and the total full year costs would be $517,000.
Without objection, that item goes to suspense. Mr. Fuhrer has AB 2763 on judgeships. Is there testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Finance?
Judicial Council notes that the reporting requirements and SGO conversions would be fully absorbed within existing resources, and estimates that they've already begun the judicial needs assessment process. A similar bill from last year, they provided an estimate of $270,000.
All righty, that goes to suspense. And finally, we have AB 2785 by Mr. Cook on the Veterans Affairs Department. Is there testimony in favor? Opposition? Finance?
The Department of Finance is opposed because the bill would result in additional general fund costs of about $100,000, which are not included in the 10-11 budget.
All righty, that item goes to suspense as well, members. That concludes our file. I appreciate everybody's attention, and we will adjourn. Remember, Democratic members, we have a caucus at 1 o'clock, and I don't, the Republican members also have a caucus at 2 p.m. Thank you all, members. Thanks to staff as well.